Turning now to Africa, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has signed a new law that requires foreign and white-owned companies to hand over at least 51% of their operations to black owners. The Indigenization and Economic Empowerment Bill comes 3 weeks before the country's March 29th elections, and the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change Party believes this new legislation is an attempt to buy public support. The impoverished African nation has experienced an economic meltdown and skyrocketing inflation since the government began ordering the seizure of white-owned farms in 2000. Now President Mugabe plans to distribute tractors, generators, gasoline and cattle to these farms and to the black farmers who have resettled there. Gunther Zimmermacher is the editor of the Southern Cross, a South African Catholic weekly newspaper. He says that it is difficult to predict how the new law will be executed.
And with the government reserving its discretionary powers, it is not guaranteed that every company will have to comply with the law. If that means that Chinese investment might be encouraged, there are signs that Zimbabwe is maintaining and building strong ties with China, then Chinese investment might help the economy. But at the same time, some companies, such as Barclays Bank and Standard from South Africa and Old Mutual Insurance Company from South Africa, might very well disinvest from the country. And that, of course, would have serious consequences for the economy of the country. Now we're talking about wealth and influence and running companies. So there are some very serious concerns that this is linked to the elections.